You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we kick off the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's been a very interesting day of movements, some surprisingly good movements, some not so good. I'm joined on the line by founder at Just One Lap and good friend Simon Brown to take a look at the market movements throughout the day. Good evening, Si. Thanks so much for taking the time. I don't even know where to start, but I suppose we could start with the fact that the commodities prices seem to be playing ball, whether you're looking at gold prices, oil prices, PGM prices, everything on the commodities front seems to be looking good.
Evening, Jimmy. 100%. And we've got gold trading at all-time highs as we speak. We have got oil going down back into the low 70s after spiking again last week. That, of course, Brent crude we're talking about. And then PGMs. I mean, platinum holding up above 1,000, but the bigger one, perhaps palladium above 1,200. Palladium driven, there was the theory floated from the US last week that the G7 nations should sanction Russian palladium. That got palladium markets very excited. And then as well, the Inflation Reduction Act out of the US is going to grant some essentially forward payments to PGM producers. And of course, Sibanye-Stillwater has some assets which in Montana, they've currently mothballed them, but they could bring those back online, and that would certainly help with cash flow. So it has been a commodity week, and as you say, all moving in the right directions.
You bring up Sibanye, and I just remember they also structured that deal as well on the prepayment of the gold as well. So if they're able to pull this off with their Montana assets, that would probably allow for them to unmothball them and continue production there, understanding that they are guaranteed those revenues. That might be an interesting movement, because the share price on Sibanye has moved around quite a bit since that announcement. But speaking of share prices that have moved, there's been a couple of announcements locally as well. And I want to start with perhaps the positives. ShopRite gave us an update today. The share price, absolutely loving that update. Really front running most of the markets today.
Yeah, I mean, ShopRite's a beast. The share was up over 5%. It didn't go into a lot of detail. It is the sort of 9 months to September update. A couple of key points. I mean, revenue is growing at north of 10%. Internal inflation is below 3%. So inflation continues to track down, and they continue to aggressively open stores. And this is important, because what we're seeing from Pick and Pay, who are going the other way, and even if we look at Boxer, which Pick and Pay will spin out next month, even the Boxer rate of openings are slower than what ShopRite is doing. And it's not just your traditional sort of ShopRite Checkers, you save. It's Pet Science, it's Checkers Outdoor, those sort of unique, the niche brands that they are truthfully having a try at. And let's see how it works is kind of their philosophy. And if it works, they'll in time have 500, 1,000 of those stores around, much like they do with their liquor stores. And if it doesn't, well, you know, no harm, no foul. We tried and we'll move on. A strong update. No news on things such as, you know, what are we seeing in operating margins and the like and volumes. But my sense from looking at it is that they're seeing volume growth, which means they're taking market share undoubtedly from Pick and Pay. And they're probably maintaining their very strong operating margins of around 5%.
The nice thing about ShopRite is pretty soon they're going to give us an update. We're going to find out what's going on there, and we're going to get more color on those numbers. But let's look at some of the guys that didn't have such a good day, from 5% in the green to 5% or more in the red. Astoria Investments is listed on the JSE. They gave us an update, but it came with a cautionary, and the market was down about 6% on the day. What was in that update?
Update in of itself was meh. I mean, the numbers are going backwards. The HEPS is up, but NAV is really the important number there. That has weakened, the net asset value going the wrong way. They have had an offer for one of their businesses. They make the point that they are, you know, because it's only looking to buy it at around the price that it's held on their books. They're obviously looking for a premium in that regard. It is a thinly traded. When the SENSE announcement first came out, I was looking at the stock and there was no activity happening. So there's not a lot of volume going through. So we can see some outsized moves coming. But I think all in all, I think the market was just expecting / hoping that they were going to get a better update and certainly a better price if they're selling assets. You know, selling it at your value, you want premiums.
We seem to be losing you a bit there, Syme. I'm going to ask you to just move around a little bit there and see if we can get a better line through to you. And while we are, while we have you, and while we are looking at that, the news that we got today, a 13 billion rand deal off the table. Competition Commission has decided that the Vodacom acquisition of Massive is not going ahead, much to the disappointment of the Remgro family, which would have seen the share price come down quite heavily today as well. Any particular reasons why the Competition Commission didn't like this deal?
Yeah, so this is an old deal. It's back to 2021. I'd actually, to be perfectly honest, I'd forgotten about it until those sense announcements from Vodacom and from Remgro came out. The argument from the Competition Commission is quite simple, is that they were looking to buy a 30% stake in the fiber operator. It's Dog Fiber Africa and some other assets. They were going to inject some other assets into the business as well. Again, the sort of fiber business, which would give them a controlling stake. And the Competition Commission said, hang on a sec, you are the largest telco in the country, and now you want to have a controlling interest in one of the largest fiber providers in the country. Fair play. I'm not surprised that they turned it down. The argument that Vodacom was making about rolling out and going to rural areas, with respect, these are stories we've heard before. We've heard them from some of their competitors. We've heard them from Vodacom, and it would have given them significant clout in a space. The flip side is that if we look at data as a utility, then there is. I look at it, we've got Vodacom, we've got MTN, we've got the Telkom, we've got Cell C, we've got Rain out there who are offering data but might move into voice at some point. And I don't think our market's big enough for four operators. The US had four, and there was some consolidation, and they're now operating on three primary telcos. We might simply have too many, but the Competition was having none of it. They were like, nope, we're worried about the concentration, particularly in fiber provisions.
So while the line is holding up with us, I want to quickly touch on the Coronation trading update. We know that, or trading statement rather, we know that Coronation recently won their court case against SARS. We expected that there might be an announcement of a special dividend following that victory. What does the trading statement say?
Yeah, so the trading statement, and there's two parts to it. The one is that if you include the provision that they had set aside for the SARS judgment, which they won, so they don't have to provision, if you include that, the numbers are up staggering, plus 200%. But that's not a fair reflection. They took it out last year, put it aside, then I'll put it back in. To me, the core numbers was the 0 to 10%, and you know, that's without any of the SARS numbers going through, and that is modest growth. I would expect an asset manager, our market, Jimmy, is up more than 10% in the period, and you would expect them to at least track that, to maybe, and maybe the problem they run, you are at 600 kind of assets under management, it's hard to really move the needle. You know, you might have one or two funds doing really good and earning you performance fees, but you know, how much of that 600 billion are they?
That's a very interesting perspective. Are the asset managers underperforming where they should be outperforming in the current economic climate? Thank you so much, Sy, for the time and for the insights. That was Simon Brown, founder at Just One Lap, sharing his thoughts on some of the market movements and SENS announcements that we got out today. We apologize for the bad line there. It seems technology was trying to play the villain, but we won't allow it. We'll continue on.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.